the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the fifth episode of our series, Blessed Month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has been described with different names, which manifest the grandeur of this month and its positive role in development of mankind. In addition to the physical and spiritual benefit, it grants human beings for proper cognizance of God and better acts of worship. Ramadan has been called the month of patience, the month of relief, and the month of immunity from fire. Stay with us. We start today's discussion with the valuable remarks of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Prophet referred to the virtue of fasting on warm and long days, saying, "Whoever fasts for the sake of God in the scorching heat will be heralded by 1,000 angels who have been instructed by God until iftar." God then states, "My angels bear witness that I have forgiven him." Indeed, Ramadan is a blessing for us. The term Ramadan is defined as the warmth of a stone under sweltering heat. Also, rainfall in early autumn, which clears the air from the summer's dust, is referred to as Ramadan. Based on a hadith, this month has been referred to as Ramadan because it washes away sins. A number of hadiths have pointed out that this blessed month has been mentioned as Ramadan due to its role in purification of souls from sins and wrongdoings. Ramadan is thus the month in which the divine banquet is spread out for seekers of truth, and the fasting persons, whether male or female, are rightly called guests of God. In view of these facts, in addition to avoidance of the prohibition set by Islam, Muslims should pay special attention to consumption of halal food, prepared in a clean manner and procured with legitimate earnings. It is highly recommended to recite ayahs of the Holy Quran every day in the month of Ramadan, and to strive to complete the recitation of the whole of Quran, from the beginning till the end. There are also special prayers and supplications in this month, in daytime as well as nighttime, that take us nearer to God. For the optimal usage of time, we can also pray to God with our inner voice, whether sitting, standing, reclining, eating, traveling, driving, farming, or engaged in various other daily chores, since God is nearer to us than our own jugular vein. It is highly appropriate to maintain ablution at all times, even whilst going to sleep. Many believers keep awake the whole night during Ramadan, spending the time in prayers, in supplications, reciting the Holy Quran, attending religious gatherings, giving lectures on religion, and procuring the needs of the poor sections of society. It is thus clear that keeping awake doesn't mean pointless wastage of time and energy by indulging in pleasures or prattle. A true believer is aware that God Almighty supervises and monitors our acts at all times, and thus we should carry out good deeds. Now let us listen to Ayah 285 of Surah Al-Baqarah in the Holy Quran. Ayah 285 says, "The Prophet has faith in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so have all the faithful. Each of them has faith in Allah, his angels, his scriptures, and his prophets. They declare, 'We make no distinction between any of his prophets.' And they say, 'We hear and obey our Lord, forgive us, and towards you is the return.'" Baqarah is the longest surah in the Holy Quran. This surah invites mankind to maintain faith in the fundamentals of Islam, such as monotheism, the prophets, divine justice, the heavenly scriptures, the day of judgment, and the angels. Ayah 285 is thus one of the most important ayahs of Surah Baqarah. This ayah first refers to the faith of the Prophet and then of the faithful in what has been sent down from God Almighty. It is interesting to note that the Holy Quran maintains in the same manner the prime position of the Prophet and separates him from others. For instance, the 26th ayah of Surah Al-Fath notes, "Allah sent down his composure upon his Prophet and upon the faithful." Also, in the 8th ayah of Surah Al-Tahrim, we read, "On the day when Allah will not let the Prophet down and the faithful who are with him." This is proof of the superior status of the Prophet of Islam and reminds us that the first person who established faith was the Messenger himself. The Prophet of Islam diligently carried out the divine instructions and the faithful followed him. In this ayah, the faithful or the true believers are those who, like the Prophet, have firm faith in the indivisible monotheism of God, in angels, in the heavenly scriptures, in prophets, in divine justice, and in the day of judgment. The faithful also unanimously state that they obey whatever God has commanded. Then they plead to God to forgive them and to cover up their shortcomings, whilst admitting that they will ultimately all return to the Almighty. According to the famous Iranian mystic, Khwaja Abdullah Ansari, who flourished 1,000 years ago, the Prophet of Islam, during his Mi'raj, or the night of ascension, to the highest point in the heavens and back to earth, in a fraction of the night, was asked what reward God Almighty bestowed upon him on his celestial journey. The Prophet said God revealed to him Surah Al-Fatiha. Now let us listen to medical recommendations in the blessed month of Ramadan. Today we speak about a highly nutritious and beneficial fruit. As you know, dates are served at iftar, or breaking fast, and those who fast have been called upon to break the day's fast by eating dates. The ayahs of the Holy Quran have referred to palm trees 42 times, which means that dates are one of the heavenly fruits. There are many hadith recommending the fasting persons to consume dates, which shows the importance of this heavenly fruit and its benefits in the blessed month of Ramadan. The Prophet of Islam pointed out, "The spiritual reward of those who break the fast with dates increases by 400-fold. The Holy Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, "Prophet of God always consumed dates after iftar." The Holy Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "The Prophet of God always consumed dates at iftar." It is interesting to know that nutritionists have also called on those who fast to break the fast with consumption of dates, warm water, tea, and milk, given that consumption of these immediately meet the body's need for sugar and make one's body better prepared for consumption of other foods. Iranian nutritionist Dr. Sara Ahmadpour says, in the blessed month of Ramadan, due to consumption of dates, exhaustion is dispelled, freshness returns, and digestion and absorption of food is facilitated. Based on scientific studies, dates are the best food for those who fast in the blessed month of Ramadan. In the final hours of each day, a fall in blood sugar negatively impacts the brain and weakens the individual, reducing the ability of the fasting person to properly concentrate. Upon consumption of dates, the related individual is re-energized within 20 minutes. Nutritionists recommend the consumption of 3 to 5 dates at iftar or when breaking fast. However, excessive consumption of dates should be avoided. Nutritionist Sara Ahmadpour says, dates are fruits which are full of vitamins A, B, C and E. There is 14 milligrams of vitamin C in each 100 grams of dates. Also minerals such as calcium, phosphor, iron, iodine and magnesium, which highly contribute to health of an individual, are abundant in dates. Due to having fiber, dates reactivate the digestive system of those who have fasted. Thus, consumption of this fruit has been highly recommended in the blessed month of Ramadan. Strengthening of the immune system against infections and non-infectious diseases, enhancement of the body's resistance, prevention of hypertension and anemia, remedy of the intestine problems, reduction of anxiety and anger, and establishment of calm throughout pregnancy are the other nutritional benefits of dates.